Blog Talk Radio.
Of Lunch with Ginger and Corey. I'm Corey.
And I am Ginger.
And we are both on a rampage this morning. I just want to warn you ahead of time. The news will be harsh. That's all I got to say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. On the rampage, people, you better watch your step. As I'm over here giggling.
And we giggle when we say it. That means you're going to get cut extra deep when we giggle after you. I would like to, before I turn Ginger loose on you, tell you, make sure you check out my Facebook page, the little rant that I wrote to Mr. Neil Young. Yeah, I am still mad at you. I went to sleep and I woke up mad at you. So if you don't know what that's about, that article is up on our site, on my Facebook page.
That's what I was getting ready to read, actually.
Is it? Oh, make sure you don't read the title. Does it say, "You, sir, are a..."
Oh, no. I mean, I didn't actually read your thing, but the article from Game Politics I was looking at.
Oh, did they post that?
Very possibly. Are they talking about the NGP?
Yes, yes. And please read the... Go ahead so they can see what I am... Well, no, he's not saying anything there bad, but he made...
How about I start out and then you fill us in on the rest?
Yeah, I'll fill you in. Go ahead. I'm still mad about that. I'm still mad.
She is. You can hear it. All right. NG Moco, CEO, says NGP is dead on arrival. I am pulling this from GamePolitics.com. Mobile phone game publisher NG Moco, I hope I'm saying that right because that's weird, CEO Neil Young says that Sony's upcoming and current handhelds are dead in the water. He actually says PSP is done and the NGP is dead on arrival. He blames the iPhone systems for the demise, actually. He believes that there are big troubles ahead for handhelds in the future thanks to iOS and Android devices. He goes on to say, I think they are hurt. I think they are clearly hurt. I think PSP is done and the new NGP is dead on arrival. He says it's really difficult to compete with an app store that has hundreds of thousands of applications and a wide range of options where the average price paid is around $1.20, and there are tens, if not hundreds of thousands, of free applications that are really high quality. So I don't think Sony's going to be able to compete with that. He also disagreed that the NGP recreates PS3 quality experience and says that the functionality of iOS devices outweighs the processing power of Sony devices. He did have a little bit kinder words for Nintendo's handheld. He says, I think Nintendo will likely be competitive. Nintendo has franchises, and there are tens of millions of people who want to participate in those franchises, so that always helps. But the real question is the degree to which there's a third-party community.
I think we kind of broached that yesterday in our non-streaming thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was him or somebody else that I told bigger people than you have thoughts to take on Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that is not where my anger is from this man. Apparently he's just shooting off his mouth this week. Maybe he's, you know, as we used to say back in the day, feeling his Cheerios or his Wheaties or whatever it is that he's feeling. He needs to probably, somebody give this man some hot cocoa and put him in a corner. Really? He held a conference at GDC yesterday and made a comment. He gave some good advice. Let me say that. Let me start off with something good. He gave some very good advice to new entrepreneurs starting out wanting to get into the game development segment of the industry. However, the comments that he used to encourage this little bit of, you know, go out and fly birdie type thing. I'm sounding crazy. I'm angry. But the comments that he used was basically using the vernacular for women's genitalia, which I was very, very pissed off about. I went over... Yeah, and it was on the front page of...
No.
Yes, and it was on the front page of our site because we're borrowing our GDC feed from Gamma Sutra because we're not there, obviously. We're preferring to go to the Austin one because we're in Texas. It's all about the Texas baby.
Mm-hmm.
But to look down there and see that I went over to read the article, and apparently there's a lot of guys that didn't agree with, you know, what he was using, and he kept repeating it over and over, apparently. Yeah, so
I mean, one time thing I might be able to, you know, overlook, but...
Oh, it was stupid. The guys were like, you know, you just alienated half your audience. Not every person that's in the gaming industry now is a guy. And a lot of you out there need to come up off of the boys club attitude. Anyway, I'm moving along. You'll probably hear more about this tonight, I'm telling you. I'm not done with him. Oh.
Well, actually, on the same topic of the whole Nintendo and the iOS and the NGP, actually came across another article in Yahoo that has dealt the same thing. But this one is actually from the Nintendo CEO, Satoru Iwata.
Yes.
Yeah, he said in a keynote address at on Wednesday at the Game Developers Conference, he told the conference that game development is drowning because the number of games available on the big app sites is in the tens of thousands. He asked rhetorically, what revenue will they generate, even though they are far less expensive to produce? A slide on a screen behind him noted that 92% of the apps are free. So there might actually be something a little bit to whether or not the handhelds are going to make it. I was actually looking for a different story. Oh, I lost it. I had one.
Now, see, I believe there's some validity to it, but there's not revenue coming from it. So they're not – I can't – It's kind of, put it this way, people, what if Nike suddenly decided we're going to give away free sneakers? Everybody's going to get them, but does that really help Nike as a company? I mean, yeah, the Apple App Store can say we have tens of thousands of units, but I hate to tell you this, since the Android came out, a lot of people are wanting the Android more. And from what I hear, I have not looked at either, the Android apps are supposed to be more stable and better, and people will actually pay for them. So who's, you know?
I don't know. Oh. Third article on it. I'm just going to hit a whole bunch of articles all together right here, people. I'm just going to push a whole bunch of stuff together. Actually, the same one came from Game Politics. Looks like the PS3 or iOS devices have been hacked. Again, imagine that, right? And people are playing PS3 games on the iOS devices now. Yeah, they say Apple probably will not be happy to see the video to the left because, well, to the left. All right, I'll put it up on the website in a little bit, hopefully. It shows off the PS3 games on an iPad screen. The hack reportedly lets PS3 owners play their games over an iOS device, such as an iPad. Good news for Apple is that the hack requires some technical expertise to use. For one, users will need to have their own capture device, input converter, USB mouse and keyboard, a PC, and a PS3, which sounds like way too much work to be able to play them on your iOS, but whatever. These devices will work with a custom build of Every Air. The hack is more of a technology demo and not very practical for playing games, but it is interesting, they say.
Time will tell.
Time will tell. I mean, that's interesting that they're able to do it, and that may be something to worry about, as they're saying with, you know, these NGP maybe actually have a uphill fight.
Well, I think the guy at NGP, well, no, not NGP, the guy that made that quote, I think he needs to keep his mouth shut. I would be more inclined to hear whatever he had to say if he wouldn't have said that. Just
It's the way you say it, people. It's the way you present yourself. If you're out there being a, how do I put this for daytime, a jerk, we're not going to listen to you. But if you can talk educatedly and if you can talk eloquently, we will listen.
Amen. Now, of course, they're talking about the quality of games, the iPad, the iPhone, all this good stuff, free apps, but and I'm looking over actually at GameIndustryBiz.com. A lot of people are leaving comments saying, yeah, there's tons of apps, but not all of them are quality. And also, you sometimes have developers that stalk you. That would be us, me saying that. Because they're not...
Never stalk somebody.
Yeah, because they're not really game developers. Some of these apps are written by, you know, Joe Schmo, and they think they're a game developer because they were able to program a game, but they don't have professionalism. Yeah, no professionalism to go with it. So they start stalking the, you know, the websites like ourselves. But here's a good game that I've been looking forward to. Homefront. Ah, THQ has some boasting to do. They're saying the upcoming THQ shooter is the most pre-ordered title in their history. Is that not awesome?
That is awesome.
He also told Eurogamer that the U.S. versus Korea shooter due for release next week has accrued more than 200,000 pre-orders in the U.S. alone already. Nonetheless, he was unable to completely play down the rumors that Homefront developer Chaos might be facing some significant redundancies come the project's completion. I think this will probably pull them out of the fire. I'm not too worried because I definitely want to play. I cannot wait to get my hands on it. The Chaos team is actually based in New York, but THQ last October revealed plans for a 400-head super studio in Montreal. Why are you not in Texas? Rumor has it that Chaos would be dissolved and chosen staff moved to Canada once Homefront has shipped. A lot of it has to do, as I said, with how successful Homefront is and how strong the core team comes out on the other side. This is from Bilson. He doesn't have his – who is he think he is? Share with the one name? He said, I love those guys. I've worked very closely with them on this game for years. There's nothing disrespectful going on at all. We're trying to do what's best for everyone. Sure, they appreciate knowing what's possibly coming. But I don't think they're going to be moving anywhere. And if you do, you need to come to Texas. Just saying.
Speaking of THQ, looks like they irritated some people. Yes, THQ's balloon release angers San Francisco residents. I'm pulling this from Game Politics. Looks like they're getting it from CNET. The CNET is reporting that citizens of San Francisco are apparently ticked off at THQ, and by extension, its partner GameStop, for releasing hundreds of balloons into the sky as part of a mock protest of North Korea, part of a marketing ploy for its new game, Homefront. The balloon release happened during the Game Developers Conference. Many of the balloons had a postcard-sized flyer attached to it advertising the game. People in the downtown area saw the balloons soaring in the sky, but were disgusted as they watched them land in the San Francisco Bay. That is when some residents began to express their anger. Their anger was aimed at GameStop, which was a promotional partner with THQ and whose name appeared on the balloons. People took to Facebook and Twitter to give the company a piece of their minds. Most were upset at all of the balloons littering the bay. I'm seeing a picture. They are not joking when they say littering the bay.
It is. That is horrible. Mm-hmm. God, people.
That's not cool. That's not cool at all. GameStop defended itself, claiming that it knew nothing about all the balloons until THQ let them loose that day. Of course, we knew yesterday that THQ planned on doing this, so how GameStop didn't have any prior knowledge is pretty baffling. So exactly what did GameStop have to say? They said, we understand the concerns consumers have regarding the impact balloons can have on the environment. However, the balloon drop stunt in San Francisco was created by THQ, the publisher of Homefront, and GameStop had no prior knowledge of it. THQ has since informed us that they released soy-based biodegradable balloons.
Let me tell you the subtext to that. We had no knowledge of it, and then THQ says, guess what, GameStop, you'll no longer be carrying our games.
Yeah, pretty much. And GameStop's not doing so well at this point, so... Julia McMedden, Vice President of Corporate Communications for THQ, says the balloons that were released are completely biodegradable. They start the process of biodegrading as soon as they're blown up with the helium. There should not be any environmental concerns. Because the balloons are biodegradable, people should not be concerned about any environmental impact from the balloon releases. The balloons released at the Homefront Rally event today were made from a 100% organic product and a 100% biodegradable. The balloons have no history of causing any environmental pollution on land or water. Although we're confident that there will be no harm to the environment, we've retained a cleanup crew to remove any potential lingering debris. This was a THQ-sponsored promotion, and GameStop had no involvement whatsoever.
Did you also see down there, bottom, the very bottom?
Yes, where there are people talking. Yeah. Apparently, there were still some concerns, and people wanted to voice their anger. Ann Bauer, the director of education at the Marine Mammal Center in nearby Sausalito, California, says it's still trash. It's biodegradable over time, but a bird can still get entangled in it right now. A sea lion could be curious about it and bite it and swallow it. It could clog their stomach and cause them to die right now. Biodegradable takes time to happen. The balloon release might actually even be illegal. The California Fish and Game Code 5652 prohibits littering balloons in two-state waters.
Oh.
This is coming from Patrick Foy, a spokesperson for the California Department of Fish and Game. This is an email to CNET. There are plenty of written stories about the problems associated with the release of balloons and when they are ingested. So it looks like THQ is going to get their pee-pee snack.
Oh. Yeah. There
I'm
was
looking at this picture. This is disgusting, people.
It is no disgusting. And it's sad because I want to play the game. You guys are, what is it this year with the developers? It's like bad.
Brains went out the window.
Well, their brains went into the games, which is good, but you need to get a publicist. Just don't talk in public. Don't do anything. Get these old school publicists that, you know, maybe did things like the Geico commercial. You know, those are the type of people that you need working for you, because your publicists are not good and you're saying stupid crap. You're doing stupid crap. You're making good games this year, but God, who's going to get to play them when you go out of business? You know, PETA's going to come after them. You know this, don't you?
They are. And especially if something turns up, you know, so much as a dead fish in the area, they're going to be all over this.
There is no help. Anyway.
No.
Moving along. Mortal Kombat. I had to say it. The PS3 demo will be available soon. Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment and NetherRealm Studios announced that a demo for the highly anticipated fighting game Mortal Kombat will be available on March 8th. Yes, breathe. It's okay. This action-packed demo puts the fight into the hands of the gamers and offers them the chance to master iconic warriors Scorpion, Sub-Zero, Melina, and Johnny Cage. In two of the game's most renowned arenas, The Living Forest and The Pit, the demo features the arcade ladder for one or two players. The demo will be available exclusively for PlayStation Plus members globally for PlayStation 3 Computer Entertainment System on March 8th, and then open to all PlayStation Network users worldwide on March the 15th. The demo will later be available for download on Xbox Live for the Xbox Live video game and entertainment system through Microsoft. So if you're wondering about this latest Mortal Kombat, the newest chapter of Mortal Kombat, legendary fighting game franchise, marks a triumphant return to the series' roots in the fastest and most brutal installment to date, available on April 21st for PS3 and 360. Mortal Kombat goes back to the mature presentation and reinvents its classic 2D fighting mechanic in addition to adding new gameplay features, including tag team, a deeper story mode, and a nostalgic arcade battle online and offline. Players will be able to choose from an extensive lineup of the game's iconic warriors and challenge their friends in traditional one-on-one matches, as well as several new game modes. Exclusive to the PlayStation 3, those fans will be able to play as and against infamous God of War fighter Kratos. Oh, that's hot. And take advantage of the game in stereoscopic 3D. The game is being developed by the newly renamed NetherRealm Studios, led by Mortal Kombat creator and creative director Ed Boon. And we would like to note, because they put it in the press release, this game is rated 18+. Let me repeat that. 18+. You little 15 and 12-year-olds, no.
Except in Australia,
where it doesn't matter. But here in the U.S., if you're not 18 plus, don't be playing the game. Don't be fingering the Mortal Kombat.
What did you just say, Corey?
Got to keep it interesting in the morning. Okay.
All right. Well, my face is bright right now. Microsoft today opened registration for the 2011 Dream Build Play Challenge.
Ooh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Its game development contest encourages independent developers to create games using its XNA Game Studio software. The Dream Build Play competition charges developers to submit original playable games built with 4.0 version of its developmental toolset for Xbox 360, Windows PC, and Windows Phone games. Judges will pick winners based on how fun the submissions are to play, creativity, uniqueness, and how well they are produced and polished. Four winners will be selected to receive a part of $75,000, which is going to be broken down to $4,000, $20,000, $10,000, and $5,000, depending on their ranking. Winning entries will also have an opportunity to get an XBLA publishing contract. Developers can register for free at the official Dream Build Play site. Entrants will have from May 17th through June 14th to submit their playable projects. After the entry period closes, judges will choose their top 20 favorites, which will be posted on August 2011. The final four prize-winning games will also be posted at that time. For more information, you can check out www.dreambuildplay.com. And I did pull this from Game Politics.
I'm scared. Okay.
You're scared? Why are you scared?
I'm scared of what's going on in my industry. Okay. Well, those of you who've been waiting all these low, long years will be happy to know the third installment of Saints Row. Is going to be out sometime this year, during the fall, they're saying. The storyline, I hate their press release. People at the Saints Row people, can we not do this whole PowerPoint presentation? So they're saying, years after taking Stillwater for their own, the Third Street Saints have evolved from street gang to household brand name with Saints sneakers, Saints energy drinks, and Johnny Gat bobbleheads. Bobblehead dolls available at a store near you. The Saints are kings of Stillwater, but their celebrity status has not gone unnoticed. The Syndicate, a legendary criminal fraternity with pawns in play all over the globe, has turned its eye on the Saints and demands tribute. Refusing to kneel to the Syndicate, you take the fight to Steelport, a once proud metropolis reduced to a struggling city of sin under Syndicate control. Taking a tank skydiving cell and a satellite-targeted airstrike on a Mexican wrestling gang, and you defend yourself against a highly trained military force using only a sex toy in the most outlandish gameplay scenario ever seen, igniting a citywide war that will set Steelport on fire. Strap it on.
Are you kidding me?
I wish that I was kidding you, but apparently this is the year for just inappropriate everything. The only game that actually has claimed to be inappropriate would be Duke Nukem, but the rest of you have no excuse. What is wrong
with
you?
No excuse, but this is awesome.
Okay. I know I better have a woman, okay? That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Saints Row is notorious for telling us that they can't put a woman in the game. It's just you being lazy. If Halo can do it, as large as Bungie is, you know, if they can stop and put a woman in the game, you can stick a woman in there. And I dare say there's going to be some men that are going to be a little bit uncomfortable with this new weapon that you're putting in the game. So,
oh, my God.
Amazing. Anyway, I don't have a release date, but I can tell you how much it's going to cost if you want to start saving your pennies. It's going to be $59.99 for both the PlayStation and Xbox. And on PC, you get $10 reduction. It's
$49.99.
I want to get that. You say you won't or you will?
I said, is it bad that I want to get that?
I didn't care.
Corey corrupted me. It's all her fault.
I have nothing to do with it. These people are, oh, what is going on with the industry? All this insanity. Oh, my God. I don't know what to do with you. I don't know what to do with you people. Anyway, that press release is posted up on our site if you want to take a look at it. And I'm, unfortunately, I thought I had a video for you, but they didn't give us one. So look for it, holiday 2011.
All right. Okay, we are invited to a wedding.
Oh, really?
Ahead of Adventure Quest World's player support, Nathera is getting hitched this weekend in real life and in game.
Yay!
Yay! Artix Entertainment, the indie game development studio that runs the free web-based MMO Adventure Quest World, cordially invites you to celebrate the in-game wedding. I promise I can talk some days, just apparently not when I'm on air. Celebrates the in-game wedding of Nathera to her beloved Ryuji in front of 25 million players. So save the date. This special event will begin at sundown on Friday, March 4th, 2011. Last summer, nearly 15 million players were invited to witness the eternal binding enhancement between AQW game head Ciro and his wife, Nursi. It was great that the gaming community could be part of their special moment, and this Friday marks yet another marriage in the making. Forget mundane wedding vows and overpriced marzipan-laden cakes. This is Nathera's AQ World's wedding, and anything can and will happen. And don't forget the presents! No need to re-gift food processors and fondue sets. This is the only wedding you'll ever attend that gives presents to the guests. Ultra-rare event items are available to players who make it to the ceremony and reception, ranging from formal mage armors and color-custom draconian wings to holy matrimony weapons inspired by the half-dragon couple. Oh, this is cute.
Yeah.
They say, so join us for this one-of-a-kind event, since Nathera only plans on getting married once.
Oh.
The wedding, That's so sweet. The wedding festivities begin this Friday, March 4th at sundown, and we'll party on until the servers crash. All right, so where? It's in-game at www.aq.com. Again, ceremony begins begins Friday, March 4th at 6:30 p.m. Eastern with a reception to follow. The half-dragon couple, Nathir and Ryuji, the AE team, you and 25 million of your closest friends is who and why to celebrate or crash Nathir and Ryuji's wedding. Score some event rare items and become part of AQW history. Oh, so that is cute. If you want to find out more about this, you can head over to www.aq.com.
Well,
I think I might actually have to roll a tune just to participate.
Which game is this?
AQ World.
I think we need to attend a wedding. I love a good wedding.
Adventure
World.
Yep.
If they just had some cake, it would be on. Actually, I have cake. What? Okay. So I'll save it to eat for the wedding.
I actually have something like that happening in Second Life this weekend. So I can do two of those. Those would be cute.
Oh, virtual weddings are fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, before we go to break, I do want to get this one in really quickly. I have to because this is epic. In case you weren't paying attention, guess what? Today, what? Ubisoft announces the availability of Beyond Good and Evil in HD. The original one, the award-winning action-adventure game from Ubisoft, Beyond Good and Evil, is now back on Xbox Live Arcade. And it's now in HD, of course. You can play as Jade, a young investigative reporter, and expose a terrible government conspiracy. Wary of her government's promises to repeal the aliens for good. The aliens for good. Good God, I just ran it all together. The aliens for good. She sets out to capture the truth behind the prolonged war. Armed with a camera, a Daijo staff, and fierce determination, it's your job to save the planet and its inhabitants. Beyond Good and Evil will also be coming to the PlayStation Network later this year. This, if I could just get this, and I could get, and I can't remember the name of my favorite game. My other favorite game. This one and there was another one that came out the same year that were starring women were excellent games. If I could just get them to bring that one back, I don't need any other games. They can keep The Sims. I will play Gladius.
No, only girls play The Sims.
Gladius was the other game. If I can get somebody to give me a Gladius on Xbox Live Arcade, I am the happiest girl ever. I will play until my fingers bleed. Anyway, lovely games. Thank you, Ubisoft. Thank you so much. Just one more, and then I'll be happy. I don't need anything else. So I suppose we need to take us a quick break.
Yeah, breaks are always good.
Those of you who are listening live, sorry, we're about to go into the streaming portion. We will see you after the break, and the rest of you who are listening will be back after the break. Remember, you can find this news and other news at our website, GameAndMatrix.com, or GamerGirlsRadio.com. And remember to listen to us later tonight, where I will be ranting about Neil Young again. Yes, again.
I'll be playing in the chat room, so come find me.
Yay! Oh, I suppose I have to do this because it is Thursday.
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you.
Yeah, baby.
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm gonna love you so from your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm gonna love you so from your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. 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 Hey ho, hey ho, hey ho, hey ho, baby, I'm in love with you.
When I first saw you eating those dots in that maze, I knew you were no ordinary yellow circle.
Baby, I'm in love with you.
Mean, colorful ghosts will try to stop you, but you just keep on eating those dots because you will always be Miss Pac-Man, and that is why I love you. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sweet, sweet. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get crazy. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm gonna love you so from your big round bottom to the top of your boat.
Yay! we're over here giggling.
Oh, yes. I'm looking through news and I'm. You know, always there's so much news during the day. It's like, where do you start? So, I suppose I could. You did two. You did three or four. I guess I'll do another one. Let me jump in here again.
yeah, I did kind of run a whole bunch of them together.
Yes. So, you know, all this stuff going on in the UK with the game consoles, you know, with the 3DS and, you know, all this. So we were talking about earlier in the week how Sony was being banned from shipping consoles to Europe. Well, they're saying they may be able to continue to ship consoles to Europe despite the injunction brought against it by LG.
Yay for loopholes.
Oh, yeah. While LG managed to bar European PS3 shipments due to a patent claim over Blu-ray technology, it might be able to slip a few shipments into European countries due to European patent fragmentation. What that means is that Sony might be able to slip product in simply by changing its port of entry. I love the law. Currently, its port of entry for PS3 shipments are Amsterdam and Rotterdam. I probably shouldn't tell you that. Some of you out there are crazy. Apparently, LG's claims only affects the Netherlands and not all of Europe. So, at least in theory, Sony could get by the injunction by changing ports. Naturally, if Sony does do this, LG can go back to court and say, stop it. Oh, this is interesting. I love a good legal battle. Sony currently has around 2 to 3 weeks of stock at European retail, and LG's injunction only lasts for 10 more days. An option to extend the order is available should LG choose to use it. And according to several sources, Sony ships around 100,000 units a week to keep up with the demand currently in Europe. So I think they should just wait out their 10 days and go ahead and ship them where they want to. All this is just Sony. You, George Hotz, and LG. That's a threesome threesome train wreck.
A true story. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things George Hotz is looking to use in his paper form, what I was reading.
Oh, but, wow.
Yeah, but that may be something, you know, I'll have to bring up in the chat room later.
So. Oh, wait a minute. I got to do this. I got it. Well, GameStop may be saying power to the players, but the players are not feeling the power. They've been targeted by a class action lawsuit allegedly obtained and recorded personal information about its customers without their express consent. The main plaintiff in this case is Melissa Arteaga of Alameda County, California. Hi, Melissa. Her attorneys allege that GameStop illegally recorded her name, credit card number, and personal identification number following a shop purchase. The thrust of the lawsuit is that GameStop regularly uses something called PII from customers to derive additional personal information, including residential addresses. Such conduct is performed intentionally and without the knowledge or consent of the cardholder and is of potentially great benefit to GameStop, says the suit. Arteaga is seeking damages and a court order preventing GameStop from retaining personal information. Because this is a class action, any GameStop customer in California is listed as a plaintiff, and you can find a full copy of the PDF over at that site I don't want to mention, but I will because it's, you know, because it's important that you know on IGN. I don't know what they're doing in California, but I've always been aware that they keep my information. It's kind of helpful to me that when I go in, I don't have to tell them everything. When I give them my zip code or whatever it is they need from me, and they pull me up, and they can see what I bought last, or if I had games on hold that I never picked up, because that does happen on occasion, or we end up getting a copy for review and I've already put one on hold, so I can go in and take my monies and apply it somewhere else because I forget. So I'm not opposed to them doing that, so long as they're not selling it to anybody. What about you?
As long as they're not selling my information. Actually, you mentioned this. I guess I'll bring that up later. There's a Facebook thing about that right now going on. So where Facebook is apparently going to be selling our information.
Oh, really?
I'm not happy about that.
I'm not happy either. Let's hear this.
You have to go into your profile now and set it to where they do not set it so they are not allowed to share your information. If you have not set it, they can sell it to these third-party companies who will be then, you know, stalking you and harassing you. And so not cool. Not cool at all, Facebook.
Mm.
I wish to go back to, you know, MySpace, but.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to go back to MySpace, but I will drop you like a hot potato in a bad habit, Facebook. I guess I need to go into this. Look, I'm in the settings right now. Where do I go? Oh, privacy settings.
I'll find it. I actually, I was looking for the source because I read it on Prez Hilton. Yeah, all right. I'm a little bit addicted to this Prez website.
I do like me some Prez.
I was looking for the source because it actually it had a source and told you how to turn it all off. I'll look for that and I'll get it up on the website later for everybody.
That's scary.
Yeah, because I don't want my stuff sold to people. No. And the first time a third-party marketer calls my cell phone, no.
Oh, that's not good.
Mm-mm. It'll be on.
Well, I got some interesting news. With all this talk about how horrible the 3DS is doing the NGP, oh, God, it's horrible. Well, Nintendo says 3D Super Mario game announces AT&T and Netflix collaborations. Upcoming Nintendo 3DS system will expand the world of Nintendo Entertainment. A new 3D game from Nintendo's iconic Super Mario series is in the works for the Nintendo 3DS portable system, and also Nintendo announces collaborations, and Nintendo 3DS owners will be able to connect automatically to the internet at more than 10,000 AT&T Wi-Fi hotspots, while Netflix members will be able to instantly stream movies and any other content to their Nintendo 3DS systems. Oh, didn't see that one coming, did you, Neil Young? These features were announced today at the Game Developers Conference during the Nintendo presentation by Satoru Iwata's keynote address entitled Video Games Turn 25, Historical Perspective and Vision for the Future. During his speech, Iwata said Nintendo 3DS gives developers new tools. Hello. I guess we lost Miss Ginger. I wasn't sure what happened. Well, I guess I'll continue to read the news. That's weird. Did we lose you, Ginger? Okay, well, let me continue on with this particular story, just in case you can still hear me. During his speech, Iwata said Nintendo 3DS gives developers new tools to create games and experiences never before possible while enabling them to reach the public in new ways. This has great potential to increase the number of people who enjoy video games by opening up new gameplay opportunities that are only available through the use of the 3D. Use of 3D. I couldn't tell if we... Hey, there she is. I can't tell if we lost you or the entire feed, so we got a whole bunch of blank space there. People are like, hey, keep talking! I was listening to that.
Yeah, I got dropped. It's Time Warner. I hate them. They should be cut.
It's also Comcast, and now it's Xfinity. But Iwata is also quoted as saying Nintendo 3DS will be the most connected Nintendo device ever, with its ability to link people via local wireless connections while at the same time connecting them to people and content worldwide via its hotspot connectivity. Again, the Nintendo 3DS launches this month here in the U.S. on the 27th at a suggested retail price of $249.99, and of course it lets users view 3D content without the need for special glasses. The announced 3D Super Mario game will feature traditional Mario gameplay, will fulfill the dream of Nintendo game designer and Mario creator Shigeru Miyamoto to bring true depth and distance into the game's mechanics. The game is also being developed by the same Nintendo team that created the Wii console hits Super Mario Galaxy and Super Mario Galaxy 2. And at the end of May, Nintendo will also provide Nintendo 3DS owners with a wireless system update that will activate the Nintendo eShop and give users access to a number of features. Also, you'll have access to a short-form video service that will let people view trailers for Hollywood movies in 3D. Ooh, okay. And access video game trailer screenshots, background information, and links to publishers' websites. Content will include short video clips such as comedy shorts or music videos selected by Nintendo and delivered to 3DS users who choose to receive them. Downloadable classic games via the portable 3DS virtual console service will include, oh God, can you say Kaboom? Game Boy, the Game Boy Color games, as well as those from the Game Gear, and TurboGrafx-16 systems. 3D classics will include introduce select classic video games remastered in 3D. Games currently offered as Nintendo DSiWare and internet browser will also be available. This is what I was trying to tell Mr. Young. Sometimes don't open your mouth. Nintendo always has an ace up their sleeve. So you've got your new your Netflix. You've got your Wi-Fi. You've got your still the same wireless capabilities as the regular DS. Wow. This is almost like an E3 announcement. Well, we'll be talking more about this later on tonight, and we'll post it for you to read on the site. Ginger.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I was like, what happened?
Me and Time Warner. Live, I'll
tell ya. Live news, people. You never know what's going to happen. It's live. It's all.
All right. Well, you know, we needed another gaming conference, right? Because, you know, we're not done partying.
Oh, of course.
On March 10th, 2011, the MIT Sloan Business and Gaming Conference, MIT Big, will host 8 panel discussions evaluating the business side of the video game industry. Bookended by 2 keynote presentations, the panel discussions will feature speakers from leading game companies, including Capcom, Irrational Games, Rockstar, Harmonix, and Zynga, in addition to some of the fastest-growing video game startups.
Rockstar? No.
I know, and Harmonix is in there, too, which is all right. yeah, we're going to lose Corey around those days, aren't we? All right, panelists will discuss a wide range of topics, including marketing games, business development, analytics, starting a video game company, and development of emerging technologies. Registration and breakfast will begin at 8 a.m. in advance of the kickoff keynote presentation by Dr. Richard Bartle, Professor of Computer Game Design at the University of Essex, UK. Ooh, I want to go just to hear his accent. Dr. Bartle's presentation, titled The 5 Mistakes Every Game Designer Makes, will analyze whether there are design mistakes so prevalent that they become accepted by the gaming world. Panel discussion will continue throughout the day until a closing keynote speech at 5 p.m. by Nick Davidson, a leading MMO designer and design director at the Amazing Society Gazillion. Mr. Davidson's presentation, titled The Economy of Play, will analyze the economic incentives that drive us to play and pay for videos. Looks like there's actually a whole detailed schedule, which can be found at mitbig.com/schedule. Keynote speaker Dr. Richard Bartle says, other than MIT Big, it's hard to think of anywhere that such a vibrant, eclectic mix, I cannot talk, of professionals can come together to discuss, rave, and rant about the business side of computer games. Established publishers, developers, lawyers, entrepreneurs, and academics all have something to bring, and we'll all find something to take away. This year's conference is sponsored by Goodwin Procter, Foley Hogue LLP, Morse Barnes Brown Pendleton PC, Wolf Greenfield, Game Revolution, and the Boston Redevelopment Authority. MIT Big was started in 2009 by a group of MIT Sloan MBA students. Last year, the conference expanded to include MBA students from Babson College, Suffolk University, and Harvard Business School. The conference is organized by MBA students who have a passion for video games and are interested in learning about the business side of the industry. So that is pretty interesting. Again, you know, if you're any of those kinds of people or you want to find out about sponsorship, schedules, speakers, all that fun stuff, head over to www.mitbig.com.
No.
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 Well, you should.
Well, if I can keep from choking, we are out of time. We are currently out of time. So we're going to say goodbye. I'm having some weird stuff going on here. I swear, Comcast, Time Warner, Xfinity, whoever you are, cut it out.
Mm-hmm.
So we will see you guys later on tonight when we'll be really getting down and dirty about some of the stuff going on this week in news, in gaming.
Yes, there will be much ranting to be had.
Much ranting, yelling. You know how we do it. You know how we roll.
Mm-hmm. And lots of giggling.
Yes.
Know, we do some giggling like, whoa.
That's it. I love what you do. Okay, so I get to play my song in honor of Rockstar because y'all know I love my GTA. And I'm still trying to get a copy of Red Dead Redemption. Somebody send it to me. I hear it's really, really good and I want to play. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we'll see you guys for the news bright and early tomorrow.
We'll be here.
Causing trouble.
Some pizza.
I happen to have me some pizza today.
I don't like you. Don't talk to me. Hey! I just got pizza and you're not sharing. No, I don't want to talk to you. Sorry! I should have called you. No, they need to find a way to like send that stuff to the internet.
Yeah, but there's going to be a lot of appropriate people. I'm just one of them. I'll have to leave my house to get pizza. Oh.